Now, a few weeks ago, we reported on the BT Young Scientist exhibition. There's another competition for even younger, curious types. The Intel Mini Scientist winning projects were announced today at an event which showed the best and brightest of this year's cohort. Brian Lally and his report starts with Sinead O'Dowd from Scolvreadha, Kentstown in County Meath, who wondered why makeup had a best before date.
It's only really if it's out of date. So there actually is a use by date on each makeup product, and it's a symbol, and it's called the period after opening symbol. And it'll say maybe 30M, and that means 30 months. So I used agar, and then I just put a makeup sample on it, and I left it in a dark, warm place. Yeah. And as you can see, mascara has the most bacteria.
The out-of-date ones are looking ghastly.
Yeah, they are. That's because the preservatives have stopped working.
Oxmantown National School in County Offaly has also produced a project here today, and Kelly Ross is in charge of it, and it's all to do with water.
Our project explains the effects of the polar ice caps melting. When the polar ice caps melt, yes, we think when, by everybody polluting the air at this stage, cutting down trees, using diesel cars and burning toxic fuels, it's damaging the ozone layer, which is heating the water and the polar ice caps, which rise the water level and make more evaporation as less salt is in the water.
Maddie Horden from St. Finnoch's National School in Six Mile Bridge.
My sister has epilepsy, and she had a seizure the dog reacted to. He reacted before the seizure, so I would more call it predicted.
Yeah.
He was running around in circles, and he kept barking until someone came. So then I discovered there are loads of different types of dogs that reacted to the different seizures. I've also learned that, like, they don't have to be purebred to know, because the most common dog that reacted was a mixed breed. Yeah. A lot of people with epilepsy, they should have dogs, because it's a good idea to have someone to alert.
Katie Cramp from St. Raphael's National School in Ballyfermot in Dublin. Yourself and your colleagues have been looking at gravity. What did you find out that was kind of particularly interesting? What have you got in your hand there now?
Two bottles of water. One is full and one is empty.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of Galileo?
I did, years ago, but you're telling me more anyway. Go on.
Yeah. So Galileo dropped a bowling ball and a bullet or a cannonball. He dropped them off the Leaning Tower of Pisa in Italy. I'm going to show you this experiment now. So which one do you think is going to land first?
Well, my brain tells me that the heavier one should land first.
Okay. They both land at the same time because gravity has the same pull for everything. We found out that not everything gets pulled to the ground at the same time.
And do you like science?
Yeah, I love science. I'm going to be a scientist when I grow up.
Now, Shane Leahy from St. John's National School in Cracklow, County Clare. Is the badger a victim or a villain?
Definitely a victim, because any animals can spread TB, they just blame them.
You found a couple of sets. How do you go looking for a badger set?
Basically, you just have to look for any signs of badgers, scratching posts, snuffle holes, droppings, small dead animals. We used a night vision camera to motion sensor.
You shot that with this camera. Where is that now?
My back garden.
What did your observations tell you?
Badgers shouldn't be culled. They should stick with the vaccination.
Now, Ben Kirby from Knockanee National School in County Clare, what did you want to find out about bats and what did you find out?
How they live, their resources, what they eat, all of that kind of thing. We just started on sound waves, but there was no real project behind that. So we just looked above our heads and we saw bats just flying around. So we started our project on bats.
What's this yolk here now? I've a little kind of a piece of some sort of a measurement device here. It's in my hand now. What is that now?
That's a bat detector. You can measure a frequency, a sound of a bat. Each bat has a different frequency. The same type of bat can talk to the same type of bat, but they can't talk to other species. So it would be like humans can talk to humans, but humans can't talk to monkeys. Like
Aoife Fitzpatrick from Timahoe, you did this project to help your ditzy mother.
Because she was always forgetting texts, so I thought it was the colour of it. I searched some ideas to back mine.
So what ones did you try and what did you find out?
I tried yellow on red. I found that very effective because everybody remembered it so well.
Yeah, because I'm looking at it, you've got some of your text up here now, and green on blue is very kind of wishy-washy, and red on purple is very wishy-washy, but yellow on red really stands out, doesn't it?
Yeah, I thought it was a good colour combination because yellow on red actually got 100%. So.
Has this led to an improvement in your mother's behaviour and memory?
Yeah, it has.
I think the future is in safe hands. The top award went to the Badger Boys from Cratloe in County Clare, and we've tweeted some of that night video.